The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 24th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. This summer's passage of the Federal Inflation Reduction Act has received a lot of attention, but last year's infrastructure law is seeing its initial wave of projects move forward. Minnesota labor leaders say it provides even more opportunities.
So far, the federal plan has sent nearly $1 billion to the state for transportation projects, including roads, bridges, and public transit. Joe Fowler of the Minnesota State Building and Construction Trades Council says their affiliates have been busy in the region and that the added funding will be another selling point in getting people into the trades.
If they know that there's going to be work out there for the next 5 to 10 years, in addition to what we have, that kind of helps them make the decision that they can choose it as a career, not just a single job opportunity.
He says these jobs and their steady income allow workers to build their savings and spend money in local communities. I'm Mike Moen.
And from the Associated Press, U.S. Representative Charlie Crist won the Democratic nomination for governor in Florida Tuesday, putting him in position to challenge Governor Ron DeSantis' fall in a campaign that the Republican incumbent is eyeing as a first step toward a potential White House run. The AP also reports that U.S. Rep. Val Demings sees the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican Senator Marco Rubio this fall. Demings, a former police chief, has a chance to become Florida's first black female senator. The AP notes that selecting Crist in the race for governor, Florida's Democrats sided with a candidate backed by many in the party's establishment who viewed him as the safest choice, even after he lost his previous two statewide elections. And a program approved by Congress aims to give rural communities a leg up when applying for federal dollars. More on that from Eric Tegedoff.
The CHIPS Act, passed last month, boosts semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S. It also includes a $1 billion pilot program to help distressed communities apply for economic development funds. Jerry Miller with the Idaho Department of Commerce says the biggest hurdle to federal dollars for rural cities is often a lack of staff. He notes it's going to be critical that they have the capacity in coming months because big spending packages have recently passed in Congress.
With the infrastructure bill, there's going to be a lot of programs that are opening up all at once, and they're going to have similar deadlines, overlapping deadlines, and that could be pretty tough for a single person who this isn't even their full-time job to do.
Miller says organizations like the Local Infrastructure Hub are helping small and mid-sized cities apply for infrastructure grants. The pilot program in the CHIPS Act is based on legislation known as the Recompete Act, written by Representative Derek Kilmer, a Democratic House member from Washington State.
This is PNS. Consumer advocates are urging Governor Gavin Newsom to sign a bill now on his desk that would raise the amount auto insurance companies must cover in the event of a crash.
The Protect California Drivers Act would raise the mandatory minimum amount of liability insurance to $30,000 for a single injury or death, $60,000 if more than one person is injured or killed, and $15,000 to cover property damage. Craig Peters with Consumer Attorneys of California says the bill would double the current rates, which only require coverage of $15,000, $30,000, and $5,000 respectively.
$15,000 today, you know, barely cover the cost of the ambulance ride to the hospital, and $5,000 will barely fix a minor dent in a car.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
And as summer draws to a close, experts are reminding parents not to overlook health screenings for their kids.
Back to school time brings a lot of additions to the family schedule, and Missouri parents need to consider medical and dental checkups too. Steve Douglas with Access Family Care of Southwest Missouri says a back to school eye exam or hearing check often finds things parents don't know about.
Maybe you find some chronic health condition that some family wasn't aware of, or maybe you find out something with their vision's a problem. Just general overview of things where it's always good to have a checkup with a qualified medical provider.
Douglas says undiagnosed vision problems in kids are among the most common issues health providers find during routine screenings. Brett Pivato reporting.
State resources and information about care providers are online at health.mo.gov. Finally, Danielle Smith lets us know a single bee can help produce over 125 pounds of food every year, according to the USDA. Some Oregon groups are working to get more colorful plants into local gardens to attract these critical pollinators.
The nonprofit Huerto de la Familia manages organic gardens that provide space for more than 120 Latino families to plant fruits and vegetables. Esmeralda Manzo with the group says they're working on making a more bee-friendly environment at two gardens where they have beehives, Churchill and Gamebird. She explains the flowers bring the bees for pollination.
We also try to voice to our members hey, if you plant different varieties of flowers in your garden, it's going to benefit you because the bees are going to come along, want to be around the flowers, and then pollinate your vegetables like tomatoes and your squash that have the little flower that needs to be pollinated.
Manzo says members volunteer at the Churchill location, and it's one of their biggest gardens, serving more than 50 families.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported on our radio stations, big and small. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.